AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. There's a new warning directed to Kenyans from the Somali Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab. The group says Thursday's assault on a university, which killed 148 people, will be repeated. Retaliation for Kenya's military action against it in Somalia. Meanwhile, Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, says the country continues to be a very strong and proud democracy.
Our forefathers bled and died for this nation, and we will do everything to defend our way of life.
Russia is urging the UN Security Council to call for a humanitarian pause in the conflict in Yemen to help diplomats and civilians caught in the fighting between Shiite rebels and supporters of the country's beleaguered president. Jordan's UN ambassador and president of the Security Council for April says members are meeting with the Gulf Cooperation Council on a plan for Yemen.
As you know, the GCC has been engaged for some time on a draft resolution that deals with the political situation in Yemen. We will continue our efforts to reach a consensus on that.
Russia called an emergency meeting of the council today. The total eclipse of the moon lasted only a short time, but it dazzled. Early risers in the western U.S. and Canada should have been able to catch a glimpse before dawn Saturday. Griffith Observatory Director Dr. Ed Krupp says the lunar eclipse peacefully illuminated the night sky.
Just looks stunning. Quiet, elegant, of course, because it was in the middle of the night, but very pretty.
Police say a New York City teenager has died after falling off the roof of a six-story Bronx building as police officers attempted an arrest. The New York City Police Department says 17-year-old Hakeem Kuda appeared to misjudge the ledge as he backed away from approaching officers Thursday night. This is AP Radio News. Duke and Michigan State square off in the Final Four with a spot in the championship game at stake.
This one's a rematch of a November encounter right here in Indianapolis. That was a 10-point Blue Devils win that was part of a rough 15-8 start to the season for Michigan State. The 27-11 Spartans have rebounded under the leadership of seniors Travis Trice and Brandon Dawson. But as a seventh seed, they're playing the underdog role. Not so for Duke, one of the three remaining top seeds in the tournament. The 33-4 Blue Devils have won 16 of their last 17. All-American Jahlil Okafor leads the way, complemented nicely by fellow freshman Tyus Jones and Justice Wilson. The Blue Devils' stingy defense has carried them through their four tournament wins so far. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
U.S. government bond prices jumped and the dollar dipped Friday following a poor jobs report. In a holiday-shortened trading session, Asian markets finished mostly higher. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.